It's the Brouhaha Podcast with Steve Jackson and Mark Carpenter.
Continuing with our segment of Brouhaha, and we have, of course, we have our two experts. We have Mark and Herlinda here, and we have a studio full of guests that I'm sure that one or both of them
are
introduced.
That are all experts on home brewing, by the way, and brewing in general.
Okay, well, and then we we're going to turn it over to you to educate our listeners.
And I'm so not an expert. I consider myself the person who's asking the questions that the average person in their car, at work, or whatever, listening, wants to know about beer. Like, what does that geek alert mean? And, you know, what is a Kreuzer and crazy, and then why do they need power to run a brewery?
Well, you know, we usually have a beer to taste when we're on, and I enjoy that aspect of the program. And they're usually commercial beers, and these are we've been drinking some beer that Bill made. Homebrew,
yeah.
And they've all been delicious. We've had a dark and a light, and they're all kind of like a brute style. I don't want to say brute IPA because I think that wouldn't be an apt description, but let's say a brute beer, meaning that they're very dry, great on a warm day and thirst quenching, and the studio's quite warm today because
no power.
I guess the power only runs the broadcast, not the
That's true.
Comfort.
We're used to it, you know, icicles forming in the corners, and today we're a little warmer.
Bill, tell us a little bit about this golden.
So we got this golden. It's a golden saison that I brewed that has a blend of different types of yeast and bacteria in there. We have Brettanomyces in here, which is partly responsible for drying it out, making it kind of that drier brute style that you mentioned, and gives it an acidic little kick in the back that makes it very refreshing on a very hot day. So I enjoy it quite a lot, especially like in this warm studio as well.
I like it. Brettanomyces often has flavors that I don't enjoy, and I signed up to judge Brettanomyces because I wanted to figure out what the whole story is.
Yeah.
But this is very enjoyable. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
Really good. And then we have Scott Craddy here, who's one of the founders, producers, co-producer of the Mendocino Homebrewers Festival that's going to be up in Hopland, right? Oh, no, in Boonville. Thank you.
Third try.
Philo.
Ukiah.
Fourth try. Ukiah. I know. You know what? I don't have the usual Wi-Fi and stuff with me where I'm usually looking at the forum in front of me. But that's going to be in November, right? And that's like – so it's like a really big homebrew festival. And the winner gets to brew at Anderson Valley Brewing Company with our friend Fal Allen, which I know you've known for years, right, Mark? And then who's the other gentleman you brought with you, Scott?
And Matt Brown is also here. He's one of the co-producers and developers of the Mendocino County Homebrew Festival.
Mainly responsible for recruiting homebrewers to show up and serve their beer. And just mention here that Bill is here in part because he did win the Brewmaster's Choice last year with a Brute IPA, which was which is delicious. It was a fantastic beer.
Imagine, yeah. And you brewed it at with Fal?
Yeah, so we went out there with Fal and was able to brew the same recipe with some minor adjustments to make it work on the commercial system that he got. But it turned out delicious, absolutely nice.
Have they been doing it any more than when you've done it? Has it become part of their repertoire?
No, we brewed it just as a one-off only. And since then, I know that Anderson Valley has their own brewed IPA that they're brewing on a commercial basis as well that's equally, if not just quite a little bit better.
Oh, you think so?
That's a delicious beer. That's an absolutely delicious
That's
beer.
That's nice for you as a creator to say that.
I'm drinking the brown beer that you poured. It reminds me a lot of Russian River Brewery's Consecration, and that is quite the compliment right
yes,
there.
Yes, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Yeah. So tell us about the Homebrew Festival.
Okay. So
and how can they enter? If anybody's listening, do they still have time to enter?
Still have time to enter. They would enter by going to our website, MendocinoCountyHomebrew.com, I believe it is, or HomebrewFest.com. This is going to be our third annual. It's November 2nd. There's two different entries. You can come at 2 and be a very important taster and get in an hour early with Fal Allen and our panel of brewer judges. We have a very limited entry for that first hour. And then we have a general public ticket that starts from 3 to 6. And unlike Mendocino County is a little different. Mendocino County is a little slower paced and conversational and relaxed. And that's kind of what this festival is about. It's not that huge, but it's super high quality. And it tends to not be people running from beer to beer, but people sipping and stopping and talking. So you get a chance to relax a bit and connect with the brewers. But that
is that because they're partaking in the other Mendocino crop in the area? They're slowing down. It's more relaxed.
We do have a couple of sponsors that represent that industry.
Nice.
It's about the terroir out there.
And you have Red Tail Ale sponsoring. I was talking to Don Barkley about that. Hopland Tap that our friend Ron Lindenbush owns now. The Beverage People, yay! They are sponsors of Brews News and the show as well. Really, really cool. Look at all that.
Yep. And a major sponsor worth mentioning is Draft Punk. If you're interested in a different kind of tap house, they're a little tap house up in Laytonville. They've been our major sponsor for 3 years. And they pride themselves on making sure you basically never get the same thing twice. He goes out and finds unique things, so he will have the same – you will almost certainly not find anything you knew before when you go there. But he does a lot of tasting and lets you try a lot of different things.
Like international stuff too, or just
goes international, and he sort of scours around here certainly and finds little things. But you know, if your favorite IPA is Big Brand X, is not going to be there. Mm-hmm. But he'll lead you to something that's going to be probably equally exciting.
I love places like that. That's cool.
Yeah. I assume it's a lot of different beers on tap.
Like Mendocino, we're a small but super high-quality collection, so it's not a whole lot of taps, but they move quickly.
Gotcha.
So there's something next week is not going to be the same as this week.
Yeah.
So same with this festival. We're probably going to have somewhere in the range to 50 to 60 taps, so more things than you want to try, but enough that you can pick your styles and focus in on what you like. As an indication of the quality, just like the first year, Matt, how many we had? Maybe 20 to 30 brewers somewhere in?
Yeah, we had about 30 brewers, and some of them bring multiple beers, so we had about 60 different things to taste.
Yeah.
Mostly beer, but then there's a few other things in there as well, some kombucha and some ciders as well get in there and stuff like that.
Hard seltzers?
I haven't seen one of those yet.
We had a root beer that came close.
A root beer almost won.
Are people homebrew? Can you homebrew hard seltzer?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. Like, okay.
It's interesting. You get a lot of really interesting beers. In addition to some traditional stouts and IPAs and things, you also get some really creative beers with people doing, you know, peanut butter stouts and chili pepper porter and all kinds of different things.
And Bill here that won the competition last year is actually a culinary instructor at the CIA, Culinary Institute of Greystone in St. Helena. So do you find like with your cooking that you get even more creative with like your flavors?
Oh, that'd be kind of fun. It's an absolute natural combination. And that's one of the things that I attribute some of the combinations I come up with recipe writing on some of these beers that I make is, you know, directly linked to the career that I've had.
So Mark ran like a huge brewery. Of course, if people listening don't realize that Mark was
with Anchor Brewing
for 45 years.
Yeah, a long time.
Started in 1971. So when you're writing a recipe, like, could you take like a homebrew recipe like that, and like you're like then he's brewing with Anderson Valley? Can you take that and how do you like convert that?
Well, you can scale it up. Usually with no problem. I mean, you know, competent brewers, homebrewers, or professional brewers. You know what's going to happen, basically. You might be Anchor never had a pilot brewery. We had a 125-barrel brew size, and when we wanted to make a new beer, we just went ahead and made that size.
Went bigger, go
and
home.
We had different Christmas ale every year, and it might have changed a little from the beginning to the end, but basically you know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we can scale up any good beer.
This is Brouhaha, Pete Fopiano, sitting in for Steve Jackson. We're back with our weekly segment of Brouhaha, sponsored as usual by Hop Monk Tavern and the Beverage People.
Yeah.
Before we get back into our regular segment where we're having a very lively discussion about homebrew and whatever, there's an interesting event that we want to make people aware of, sponsored by the Good Farm Fund. So I'm going to turn it over and you know, tell everybody what it is, where it is, when it is, and why they should be there.
Okay, so the Homebrew Festival, Mendocino Third Homebrew Festival, is Saturday, November 2nd. It runs 3 to 6 for the general admission, but we're building a whole lot of things around it. Yukai has kind of embraced it.
Yeah.
There's the farmer's market in the morning is kind of a lead into it that happens one block away. just before the event, one block away on the other side of the street is a fashion show out on the street that's happening.
Cool.
With all the downtown boutiques. We're going to have an event right outside the event that's got beer, wine, and games. It's got a second musician. We have one inside the event. We're going to have one outside the event. We're going to have a couple of food trucks with the theme of farm-to-table food, because all this is a benefit for the Good Farm Fund, which is an economic development nonprofit that supports small farms and food stamp matching in Mendocino County. So it's all about – all of this is going to support small farms and production. And sort of tying that in quickly, one of the amazing things about our contest is the prize. We got a few prizes. The top prize that Dole won last year is the Brewer's Pick, and we're going to have that again this year.
So worth it.
The Brewer's the Brewer's winner gets to go and spend a day in Anderson Valley. They get to brew their beer there with Anderson Valley Brewing Company. It gets to be served at Anderson Valley. It's on the board there. We do a pint night with it in Ukiah at one of our restaurants. So it gets out and about. We also have People's Choice Awards. So you can get first, second, or third in the People's Choice Awards. And our friends at the Beverage People are supplying those awards. So that's a great tie-in there. And then we also, because this is a farm-to-table thing, have a prize this year for the best beer that's using local ingredients, locally grown things, and connected to a local farm.
So a lot of local hops. There's a lot of hops up that way.
There can be hops. There can be just about anything. You know, it could be your blueberry stout could use local blueberries.
Yeah, or we've got one already entered that's using blackberries.
Nice.
And obviously hops. So several of them are using homegrown hops. Wild yeast would qualify for that too. At least one person is doing a wild yeast beer as well. So lots of different ways you can qualify for the local ingredient.
We've got one here that's called Strawberry Champagne that's entered already. That's got 7 pounds of organic local strawberries and 2.5 pounds of local honey. Some exciting and interesting things are coming out of that, tying it into the local.
Can they get tickets for this?
So best place for tickets and information is our website, which is MendoHomebrewFest.com. We also have them at a couple of stores in town. You can go to the Mendocino Book Company or the Westside Renaissance Market, another sponsor, which is going to be they will be supplying us a couple of baskets of fairly exotic beer that are going to be raffled off. So you'll have a chance to stock up your cellar as well.
And the Facebook – I found out about you – well, somebody had contacted me, but I've been keeping up with it on your Facebook page. It was really good.
Cool.
Like, I have to, give you, kudos for that.
Yeah. So, obviously, you can just search for the Mendocino County Homebrew Festival on Facebook, and you will find our page.
And also how to enter as well.
Yep. It's on the page as well. And, again, in addition to that, It's more relaxed and convivial than most things. You're going to spend a lot more time, as much time talking as you do drinking. But there is also, I think, we set a really high bar in terms of quality. One of the things I wanted to mention is, the brewers and the brewmasters have been impressed year after year at what they find there. Out of our little competition, the first year, two of our brewers have gone pro since then. One of them just opened a brand new brewery up in Willits last week, actually, North Spur, and that happened at our event. He was talking with people at the event, and he met the people that connected him with the realtor and connected him with everything, and the whole genesis of a new brewery came out of that event 2 years ago, so we're hoping more exciting things will happen.
Do they do the judging that day, or is it done ahead of time, like at some things?
That day.
Is it all people's choice?
There's two separate tracks. There's People's Choice. So if you got a ticket, you get some bottle caps and you get to vote for your favorite beers with your bottle caps. But we have a separate little group of local brewmasters, kind of picked by Fal Allen, that go and taste the beers and confer and pick the brewer's choice. Again, kind of in an informal Mendocino County style. They try them, talk about them, go to a corner.
Have the judges and the People's Choice ever coincided?
They have.
Not yet. No. It's interesting, right?
Yeah.
So that's a good question.
Yeah.
Bill, you're looking for a repeat this year?
Unfortunately, I got some other prior obligations, so I'm going to bow down. But the next year, I'm going to try to make it for sure. So I want to go back to Anderson Valley and brew some more beer.
Well, these are some great beers, yeah.
Thank you very much.
Sorry you're not there this year.
Well, I'll tell you, one thing that I really noticed is that when I came that first time and I was sampling my beer with all the guests that were there, I went out and I tried some of the other beers, and I was a little bit ashamed because I was thinking, wow, these beers are so good. I need to step up my game. They were fabulous, but that one beer I had just really impressed the judges.
What was the beer that won again?
It was the Brewed IPA that I made.
Okay.
Yeah, I call it running with scissors. You know, it's so easy. Drinking is dangerous, yeah. Just like running with scissors.
I've heard about that beer somewhere.
Yes, I'm sure you have.
No. Yeah. I like that name. I forget. Okay. I wish I could remember.
David Sedaris has a book called Running with Scissors.
Oh, true. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay, well, now that we've heard all about the event, it is November 2nd?
November 2nd. November Saturday, 2nd. First Saturday in November.
And it's going to be at?
It is the Ukiah Valley Conference Center, right in the heart of downtown Ukiah. So walkable to just about everything. One of the things I didn't mention is we are looking at having the downtown merchants also have sidewalk sales along with the fashion show. We are planning on having American Craft Whiskey, which is our local whiskey folks, outside doing flights as a separate event. So there's going to be a lot of things that you can enjoy.
A great day to spend the night up there.
All you guys must be familiar with our advertiser, Beverage People.
Yes.
They help you get going in this pursuit.
Mm-hmm. They're one of our sponsors, and they help with the prizes for the People's Choice Award, and that's a key part of it. So you, and then I couldn't tell you how many of our brewers have get their supplies from the Beverage People and have learned from the Beverage People, including myself, over the years.
I've really been impressed with what they do, and also impressed with Hen House has given them a recipe that they will supply you all the ingredients. And so if you're a first-time brewer, you can make a beer and actually try to compare it to what you were trying to make. You know,
Mark and I are both going to be traveling next week, and he's going to be traveling for a little while. Mark's going to Slovenia and Azerbaijan, so he'll be gone next week. And I'm going to Amsterdam in Belgium on a beer barge that I was invited to go do again as a repeat for being in the fog last 2 years ago when I did it during the fires. But so you're going to, like, Mark's going to some really interesting places. People don't think of, I mean, I know you're not going for beer, but like.
Oh, I'm going to find beer.
Okay.
Run across a bottle or two while you're there.
Yeah, when my wife plans these trips, one of the first things I do is Google the brew pubs, you know.
Yes.
And the main part of the trip will be Azerbaijan, Georgia, and Armenia. And they all seem to have brew pubs these days. And so it's always a good way to meet locals, you know. You go and introduce yourself. And as a brewer, you get along and you learn a lot. So I'm looking forward to the trip. It should be fun.
Yeah. I'm going to West Vlutteren while I'm gone. The was rated the highest rated beer in the world. I'm sure you guys know the West E12.
Yes, of course.
So we're going to get to go to the Abbey. I'm pretty. This is going to be my second time there. So I'm a lucky girl.
Well, the next time you're on the air, we will expect a full travel report from each of you.
I'm going to call it. I don't know if Mark will call it.
Well, even better. Call in and send some photos.